125.
Oh, somebody's... Oh,
Okay,
I'd like to note for the council that the open meetings law requires that minutes of executive sessions must consist of a record or summary of the final determination of actions that were taken, and the date and vote therein. If a public body merely discusses a matter before executive session but takes no action, minutes of the executive session need not be complied. However, if action is taken, means of that action need to be noted. Please have the minutes of this meeting appropriately reflect that no vote was taken during the executive session. Next issue, award system rewrite. The next item on the agenda regards an update on the award system. I note that the minutes of the last meeting reflect that Ms. Egan was trying to establish a process for the fund to select a vendor to work on award system reprogramming. The minutes reflect that Ms. Egan was looking to meet with Commission Procurement Officer Gail Thorpe to get a better understanding of the state procurement process to which we are subject. Ms. Egan, would you like to provide us with an update, please?
Certainly. At the end of the day, Gail was happy with my no stone left unturned approach to finding out how other breeders' groups handled their awards and my search for another entity other than the Jockey Club information system that could possibly do awards. At the end of the day, the fact that she was insistent that we make sure we use someone who has experience handling awards narrowed it down to the Jockey Club. So we are asking the Jockey Club to give us a bid on both the specs and the implementation of the project to rewrite our award system. The software for our award system was built in 1988. It presents a number of problems from time to time, and we want that to go more smoothly. Also, we're asking them to get involved in a rewrite of the registry part of our site such that people can check on the progress of their foals registration just as they can now at the Jockey Club site. You can find out if the DNA has been reported, the live foal report has been received, because one of the aspects of the office that eats up a lot of time is people calling to say, I sent my $75 into the fund, but it doesn't show up on the website. And then what we have to do is go to the Jockey Club and find out maybe they haven't sent the DNA yet, or they haven't paid the stud fee, so there's no stallion certificate. So this rewrite will save the staff a lot of time. And so hopefully by the time we have our next board meeting, I'll have a bid from the Jockey Club information system.
Since essentially, Tracy, what you're saying is that through your due diligence and through the assistance of Gail Thorpe and the state, you've come to the conclusion that Jockey Club Information System is a sole source provider for this,
yes,
for this narrow,
yes,
function.
Yes, with really it was Gail who concluded that and told me it was okay to conclude that. So
I think it would be appropriate for the board to make a.
Do we have a motion for to proceed with the Jockey Club?
I'll make a motion for to give Tracy Egan, the executive director of the fund, the ability to proceed receiving a formal bid from the Jockey Club on the award system rewrite for the registry of New York.
Award system and registry rewrite.
Second?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's go back to the issue of the controller and the discussion we had earlier, and I think in terms of moving things along in a timely manner, you have not formally heard back from the appointments office on that yet. But in terms of having things done in a timely manner and not waiting till the next meeting, do we have a motion to delegate authority, myself and Tracy, once we get that sign off to do the appointment?
Do we need
so
that?
Moved.
Oh, second.
Just in case. I'm surprised that we do, but apparently some contend that we might, so it doesn't work out.
Okay.
And then when it doesn't work out, I can say, hey, you guys told me. Okay. New business. The next item on the agenda is new business. I have one item I'd like to discuss, the draft memorandum of understanding between the fund and the New York State Gaming Commission. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at that? It's my understanding that Chapter 60 of the laws of 2012 created within the New York State Gaming Commission a separate independent office of racing, promotion, and development, which became effective February 1st, 2013, pursuant to Chapter 457 of the laws of 2012. This law provided that the office shall administer, quote, the State Thoroughbred Breeding and Development Fund using the service employees of the commission. My reading of understanding of the memorandum is that the fund remains an independent public benefit corporation, but should use the employees of the commission in an effort to reduce costs and increase efficiency. The fund will only be charged for the actual expenses of employees and services used. I'd like to open this, if everyone's gone through the MOU, is there any draft MOU? Is there any discussion?
Well, let me just say that I did receive it on, I think, Wednesday night or Thursday night. And I have been through it, and I've reached out to counsel for the Gaming Commission to discuss it in very broad strokes. I was not aware that it was going to be an item on today's agenda. I don't know if the board members have had an opportunity to review it at length.
I have.
Nor have I had any discussion with the Gaming Commission about what the terms of the MOU are. I've seen the MOU in its draft form, but I've just seen a draft contract. I think what I'd like to do is take a couple steps back and understand better what the essential fundamental terms of that arrangement are going to be. And so I think that's probably the wisest thing to do at this point.
Do we have any timing issues here?
Not that I'm aware of.
Folks in the Gaming Commission, do we have any timing issues to resolve this today?
We will not be providing any staff or anything else. Matter of fact, we have an issue with even space. If we don't get this thing executed, we've been carrying for 9 months now, 10 months.
Yeah. Well, when I reviewed it, I didn't see anything overly extraordinary about the MOU at all.
We've been asking for the MOU for about a year now. I mean, we got it 5 days ago. So.
Before that, yes.
I think I got it
on
Wednesday night or Thursday night. I don't remember which night it was.
Well, I would propose, I haven't read
my
it.
My concern is how long this gets delayed before it gets resolved, because everybody's got an operation to run, and it prevents the ability to do certain things unless that's resolved. I'm sorry, you were saying, I'm interrupting.
Mayor, I think that it's very important that the council advised the fund about what is exactly in it, what it says, what the ramifications are for the fund going down the road. And I don't think that a week's time, I haven't seen it. Howard, has everybody read this thing and seen it?
I haven't. It was emailed to each member.
Yeah, I read it.
I haven't.
It was actually not emailed to me. One of the members sent it to me.
But anyway, I would propose that we table this thing to the next meeting, and that the fund council examine the document, have a report for us. I don't care if it's in the intern or not, but I'm not prepared to vote on it today.
Mr. Chairman, are we going to, we talked about this briefing. I mean, is it worth doing that sooner rather than later, giving us all an opportunity?
Address this at the same time. I think the briefing is turning into a quasi-meeting.
Right. Well, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be just a scheduling issue more than anything else. But I know for day-to-day operations for yourself, and to bring some clarity to what the Gaming Commission is going to provide as a role and function, the sooner we resolve this, the better off we are, particularly as we're going into next year.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with that very much. This is one of those caught-in-the-middle things. Those folks didn't come on until now. There's a delay. We're trying to be operational. Mm-hmm. We've had two chairmen in the last year, and they evaporated. So some of this
you
is
may have three.
Some of this is the transition into a new way of operating. And I think in good faith that that suggestion is excellent, which is that today perhaps you assign a committee from here and with Rob or someone from his
Rob
office.
Rob and council? Yeah.
And one of the...
It's council and...
He's pointing at Burns.
And then maybe one of the three guys from New York, if possible, to hammer out the understanding of how we operate so that there's a historical perspective,
yeah,
which we already talked about, and to chew on the MOU. And perhaps we could even authorize, as we just did for the other matter, if the committee is happy that as of 12/31, if it can be done by then, that we're willing to do it. If they're not happy, then it'll have to go to next year. Wouldn't that be a way of trying to be timely, but at the same time
Good.
Having some
Yep.
review?
Good. So put that in the form of a motion, and who's going to be on the committee? Me, you, and who else?
Jeff, do you want to make the motion?
Everything the bill just said.
All right. I propose that the chairman assign a committee comprised of certain members of the fund board to include at least one member of the audit committee and at least one member of the new commissioners.
Very good.
And council, along with a designee from the Office of Gaming. And that committee be tasked with two things, a review of operations or policy of fund, mostly for the new commissioners, and to chew on the MOU. And if everybody's happy, we'll pass it by the end of the year, and we're done with both matters.
And they may be, just for scheduling purpose, may be two separate sessions. The folks in the seat might not, they clearly want to be involved in the briefing. If we can do both at the same time, great. If not, there may be a separate group for the MOU, and since I'm here more than they are, I'll do the MOU.
And I would add, and as many other members as the chairman sees fit,
yes,
on the committee,
okay,
and staff. So
okay,
it's up to you.
So of members of the committee, who wants to be on the MOU group?
Come on, Joe. You got to raise your hand.
No. I'm not going to chair it. I'm glad to sit on it.
Okay.
But I don't want to chair it.
Jeff will chair it. Yeah. You chair it, and I'll be with you. The three of us. Is that comfortable? You know, because the guys in the city will be comfortable with that. Okay. And then we'll determine, you and you would know what staff we need more than anything else. And we have counsel from the Gaming Commission.
Sounds like a winner.
Okay. So it just becomes a scheduling issue more than if you can work out getting us at the same time. More than likely, we'll be up here, and I'm here.
Okay.
Depending on what day of the week it is.
So we can pass that. We have enough people here to pass that motion. Then.
Can I just ask Ed Burns, what day of the days of the week are you up here?
Generally Tuesday, Wednesday, but I can be accommodating depending on what you need.
Okay. But I think we could do the MOU sooner rather than later, you know, because there's actions that are being held up by that. So I think that we should try to do that within the next week or so, you know. Okay. We got a motion and a second. If I lost, I got lost.
Yeah, Jeff,
Jeff made a motion. I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. The next item I have is scheduling of the next meeting, and how do you normally go about doing it?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. Just one second before we close off, and I know that's the last item on the agenda. But I can't say I always agree with the governor on things he does, but I really have to compliment him on naming Barry Sample.
This sounds like
chairman.
I've been around this town too long. I know what happens on the other side.
I've known our new chairman for a long, long time. He's an extremely able, capable person, and I'm sure our board is going to be well served with him as the chairman.
Yeah, we go way back. In his days, you know, like, I did, instead of letting it grow white, I shaved it off, you know.
One item under new business that we passed over before, we talked ad infinitum about the enrichment policy. We said we were going to appoint a committee to take that up in the new year. It's very important. It's going to involve discussions with the Finger Lakes Horsemen's Association, Finger Lakes Management, and NYRA. So we need to get somebody in those roles, or we need to move it forward.
Any volunteers?
I must ask Todd Snyder if he was volunteering at one point.
I'd be happy to volunteer, but we also need to look at this budget. I mean, we got a real problem with the budget. The 2014.
That's why I would like to do the briefing sooner rather than later.
Right.
And then the next issue after that is, 14 is here, but we need to start doing that. Someone said February. That's clearly too late.
Yeah.
So I think that would be, that would be. It's a scheduling issue, and I think we should.
And hopefully early January, because I have to write the entire annual report.
As soon as we can get everyone together. I volunteer to be on the committee. I am deeply involved with all the organizations we're talking about. I think I should be on the committee.
Okay.
I've already laid some of the groundwork with the Finger Lakes people, so I'm glad to.
Those three guys should be the committee. And anyone else you want.
Why don't you, Phil? You're...
Yeah, you can't just
volunteer. All right, I'll get off surgery.
That's good. Okay, very good.
So is it three people or four?
No, three.
Four. You.
It's four. You haven't got to make every meeting now.
Is that why you put that in the form of a motion?
So moved.
Second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I have one other small item that I suggest we consider. Probably at the next meeting. We just made a couple committees, and obviously we got a lot of work to do. And the budget's going to get attention. And I think that on the advertising spend, we need to review that. I think one of the reasons to have people in the industry on the board, I mean, years ago, the breeders weren't part of the board, and they became part, is to get expertise and opinions to help Tracy in her decisions on where we spend money on advertising. So I think we should have a standing or an ad hoc committee.
Well, actually, Jeff and I are working together on advertising, starting now for next year.
So I would propose that somebody else be on it with them, just to give it a little more flesh, the advertising committee for next year. I think that's a very important, that's a big part of our mission.
Are you volunteering for that too?
Yes.
I'll do it. I'll volunteer.
And you agree?
I'm
you're
on
doing it.
It
already? Okay.
Make a motion.
Is that sufficient, or do we think that we need additional input?
You want somebody else, or is that good? It's yourself, myself, Tracy, and Joe. And Joe. Joe, you're on this committee too.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
I get an office down here.
Is that okay with everything?
Yeah. Before we adjourn, the one thing I just, on the agenda, the last thing about the dates, I understand that the people from New York are off. I really would like to get the dates set because I travel a lot for work for the whole, so if we could work on that.
And I just want to mention, it's been a huge problem in the past where people arrange their vacations, their family get-togethers around our schedule. And then in the
something
past...
Something blows up. Huh?
Yeah.
How do you normally set your schedule?
We usually set it now for the year.
For the year?
Yeah, because we only have four meetings a year.
Yeah,
thank you.
I think it's critical that we resolve as much of the dialogue that we've had in January versus, my point is I think we should have a meeting in January versus February.
Yeah.
So that will resolve meeting number one. Figuring out a date in January.
Can we work? That's a great idea. Let's schedule something in January. We'll have everybody here. Then we can think about the rest of the rest of the year.
Right.
If that's okay,
please.
Do we want to pick a date in January?
Or several dates?
Yeah, want to try a few dates now and see how that works with folks.
Can I please ask you to pick early January because I have to write the annual report?
Oh no, it's going to have to be early because we're going to have to do the budget. It's going to have to be.
Oh, so when are you going to have the numbers so you can have
they start
real
coming,
numbers to
really?
Work in?
They start coming in after the 7th or 10th.
So, I mean, when do you think you'd have numbers to really enlighten us?
That second week?
Second week, which is Monday, the 13th through the 17th.
Well, to get the final numbers, pushing it, what would that be? It's usually after the 15th.
Okay, what's the 8th workday of January?
8th workday? Starts on Wednesday, 14th. Is the 1st.
14th?
So the 10th. 14th. The 10th is a Friday. That's the 8th business day.
That's the 7th. Well, the 1st is not a business day, right?
Oh, that's true. So it'd be Monday the 13th.
So that's the 8th workday.
So that's the same week you're talking about, 13th through the 17th.
That's when the 20th.
Don't forget, Jeff, the Canaan sales.
That's our
that's the
previous
week.
Week.
Yeah, right,
so I'm wondering if we shouldn't give a little bit more time after that. Yeah, people ought to be going.
Yeah, well, there's a break in between. There's a little over a week in between the Canaan sale and the Ocala sale.
Right.
So, I mean.
So it's the week of the 13th.
That would be the
best
time, right?
That's the
best
week for me.
Well, we won't have our final figures. We won't actually have the revenue, but we'll have our reports if we push them by the 13th, right?
Well, the 8th workday has been working on is when we get the last of the revenue reports. And turning that around, allow a day or two for them being late and also getting it done. That if the 8th workday is a Monday, we could perhaps shoot for a Wednesday, still understanding that that's pre-audit. It's pre-audited statements.
Wednesday, January 15th.
Or the 16th.
How about Thursday?
Yeah, okay. Thursday.
Thursday the 16th.
Thursday the 16th.
Okay. Yep.
11 o'clock here.
We're
sure.
Yeah.
Boy, I like this new chairman. We get all kinds of stuff done.
Oh, please. Okay, and when we come back the 16th, think in terms of what the rest of the year would look like. Okay, and the focus on that is to address the budget. That's going to be the main discussion.
Yes.
Hopefully, prior to that, we've done the briefing and gone through that. We'll also have an update on where we are in some of the personnel matters that we discussed today. And hopefully, by then, we've done a hire, at least with the controller. And that should help some. And if that's done in a timely manner, that'll actually help move along some of your budget preparation.
Mr. Chairman, I'm wondering if it might be useful maybe have another meeting earlier that day, and I'm just thinking out loud, to include the three new board members who are on tape and the television, and bring them up to snuff maybe on some of the things with the questions they were asking and so on. I don't know. It's up to you.
No, we're thinking about doing that in the briefing session.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll do some of that in the briefing session.
Okay.
But it's an excellent idea. Regardless, it's not going to hurt to have a pre-session prior to the formal meeting.
Okay.
But the briefing session is going to be before the 16th?
Yeah, we're talking about doing that before the end of the year. Yeah, we're talking about doing that before the sometime in if we. Schedules might not work because of holiday and whatnot.
Yeah,
I think we should set
Christmas.
That as a goal, is to try to get that done between Christmas.
What about between Christmas and the next quarter?
Are
you going away?
It's going to.
Do we have a
briefing meeting, we can do that by conference call.
Yeah,
we can do that by
phone. Fine.
It's not a formal. It doesn't have to be a formal meeting. We can just do that by conference call.
Yeah,
over the phone. Everybody can be anywhere. Why don't we? Where the new members will have questions that they. Or issues that they have, and
I have a suggestion. Well, why don't we have the executive director send, a copy of some of our promotional stuff, which talks about the fund and what the fund does and how it was organized to our new members. I mean, there's a lot of information in there about what we do and how we do it.
I mean,
let's not replow all the ground
we've
done for the last 25 years. Do you think that
was one of the issues is we're asked to make determinations on things and we don't have that much background.
Okay.
So I think the more background we can provide people, the better off we are. Even if it's redundant with what's on the website. If you print it out and ship it to people, it's something for people to go through. I think all they had this time was the financials. They had the agenda and they had the minutes from last this time, and then have to be making some determinations on things. So whatever you think that would be enough substance to bring people up to speed in terms of background, I think that would be useful. I think a lot of the reaction you got from today is, like, I don't know what I'm getting into. That's basically what,
Okay, so a January board meeting, and then after that, we usually have one in August, because we have to have a budget to file with the state at the end of September.
I think we talked about that we try to set up, people would think about dates. We met in January. We try to think about what we would do for the rest of the year. Okay. I think we've gone through the agenda, correct?
Yes.
Do I have a motion? Any other issues?
So moved.
Second. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having patience with me. I'm trying to find the restroom in Evansville.